But if the clown comes and says, "How can I help you?"
Yeah, I have a charge on my checking account for something that I did not order.
Can I have your zip code?
74059.
And your first and last name?
Nona Reynolds.
Can you verify the address for me?
11706 South Union Road, Perkins.
Okay, you calling about the 5989 charge?
I'm sorry, the what?
You calling about a 5989 charge?
Yes, ma'am.
It was for the Dyson vacuum.
I did not order a Dyson vacuum. I use sanitaires.
Okay, ma'am, you had the account ever since April.
Well, I have not ordered any. I wouldn't use a Dyson vacuum. I don't like them. I have a cleaning service, and I've been cleaning for about 40-something years, and I have never used a Dyson. I did not order that.
Okay, ma'am, I can issue a refund minus the $5 off because you were supposed to have been called in within those 14 days to cancel the account.
Well, like I said, I would never have ordered a Dyson vacuum. And this is like the second charge, not from you guys, but from somebody else as well in the last week or two that's gotten my number. And I just got a brand new ATM card because this happened about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago.
Okay, man, just give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, you're here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
The only thing I can do is cancel the account and issue a partial refund. And so instead of $59.89, it'll be $54.89 minus the $5 off. And I can make sure the account is canceled. You won't be charged with anything else.
Okay, and why is the full refund not coming?
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You asking me... Why is a full? Why isn't a full
yeah,
refund?
Yeah, I didn't understand why you said
okay.
$5.
You had a 14-day trial, so within those 14 days, you were supposed to be called in cancel the account. Due to a customer not calling cancel the account, we do have to take $5 off due to the policy because you were supposed to be called in and cancel the account. If you don't call
okay,
in,
but
I understand
I have
that you
never ordered it.
Okay, and I tell the customer. Every time they say that to them, the same thing that I tell them, it do state it in the terms and conditions. If you don't read the terms and conditions, you will never understand why you don't get a full refund or why this and that happened. That's why it's always
okay.
Good to read. Now, I can issue the refund, but it'll be minus $5 off.
Okay, my whole problem is I don't even understand how my card got used for this.
Okay,
it's
basically come from doing a survey, and at the end of the survey, it asks you to enter a contest to win a welcome gift. So maybe you're not aware of it. Maybe someone else did it, or you're not sure that you did it because it was taking place April the 22nd.
Okay. Well, like I said, that's fine. I'll lose the $5, but just take me off.
Okay. Now, I do have that $54.89 refunded back to you. It will take 3 to 5 business days to receive that refund. And I also have a confirmation number for you. Would you like to write the confirmation number, or do you want it just emailed to you?
You can just email it to me because I'm
okay. Well, you should receive an email. The email that's on file, you should receive an email saying that you have a cancellation confirmation number.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.